William Ball, 11-8-59. Today is 10-11, and it is 10:30 a.m. 64-year-old gentleman with history of hypertension, COPD, tobacco abuse, is being evaluated for face-to-face today, period. New paragraph. Patient appears confused. His O2 sat's only 87%. He says he's not using his oxygen because his nasal cannula is broken, period. His blood pressure is 207 over 101 with a heart rate of 105. He's taking Losartan. His confusion is related to both his hypoperfusion as well as his hypoxemia. I told him that with that kind of blood pressure, he can die because apparently he's been missing the Losartan dose. But nevertheless, he still needs another blood pressure medication because Losartan 100 milligrams is not going to cut it for him. I've added the Norvasc 10 milligram per medical director today and ordered the new mask, new nasal cannula for him also, period. He also found to be wheezing because it is causing his O2 sat to drop. He's not using his nebulizer because his machine is not functioning. A new nebulizer is coming, period. He's ADL independent. He's not bowel and bladder incontinent, period. He does not have a provider. He lives by himself. He has two children, but he's considered single. He's originally from Houston, and he was a plant operator at one time. He's had appendectomy and joint injections and joint surgery related to 18-wheeler accident in the past, period. Knee paragraph. I told the patient that his blood pressure is significant enough that he could have a stroke and he could die at any time. He should wear his oxygen because lack of oxygen causes his blood pressure to go up as well. Furthermore, he needs to take his Losartan on a regular basis along with the Norvasc that was ordered for him today, period. He also takes pain medication. He says part of that is because he's in pain, but I don't believe that's the case because of his he just took a pain medication not too long ago, period. We had a long discussion about his COPD, the fact that he needs to quit smoking. His KPS is 40%. He needs to wear his oxygen at all times. Given the natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live, especially with his noncompliance and lack of interest in his care. This was brought to his attention over and over today at the time of evaluation. William Ball, thank you.